Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin Ches, and we're holding about 60% down the Omud, where the Gemara begins Omer Rava. That's roughly eight lines before the wide lines. Omer Rava. What is Rava talking about? So we're going to see Me'et Hashem at the outset of the Gemara. We're going to talk a lot about a person who's Rachman Litzlon, a Trefa. Trefa means he's been confirmed as someone who is deathly ill in the sense that he has, Rashi says, keep going, Nekev HaVeshet. Veshet is the food pipe. If there's a hole in the food pipe, or if there's a hole in the Krum HaMoyach, in one of the essential brain membranes, where unfortunately it's not going to last forever, he's called a Trefa, and therefore he has a special category, special halacha. For many halachas, he's considered to be a Gavra Katila, as if Chas V'Shalom he's already a dead person. Only for certain halachas, not for every halacha. So we say Omer Rava, Ha'hoyrig is a treifa. A person who goes and kills a treifa, Rachman Litzlan, he is potter. Obviously, he doesn't deserve to get a prize for what he did. However, unfortunately, he's deemed to be as if he's already dead. So you've only killed a dead individual. Utreifa shaharag b'fnei bezin chayiv shloi b'fnei bezin is potter. A treifa that killed someone else. So if it's shloi b'fnei bezin, meaning that you have to go through your normal judicial procedure of bringing two edim into bezin, then he's potter. However, if it's b'fnei bezin, the bezin themselves saw him go and kill someone, then they're chayiv. And the question is, why should that be? I mean, if you're telling me that he's considered to be a dead individual, why b'fnei bezin is a chayiv? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. B'fnei bezin chayiv d'chziv uviyar tahorah mikirbecha. Unfortunately, this is a dangerous individual, even though he's unfortunately, quote-unquote, halachically dead. Oblamaisa, he is spreading evil in the community by killing individuals. It's a treifa shaharag. So Bezin has to remove him from society, so to speak. However, Shloim B'fnei Bezin is potter. Dehavi le'edish yateyochel lehazima. B'chol edish yateyochel lehazima lo yishma edis. What is this concept of edish yateyochel lehazima? We've had this numerous times. It means when Edom come into Bezdin, there has to be at least the possibility that they're going to be disqualified because two other Edom are going to come in and say, Imanu Hayisim, you were together with us in Chicago. And therefore, while we don't know anything about what transpired, if this Trefa killed or didn't kill, but one thing is for sure, you didn't see it because you were together with us in Chicago, you were not together with us in New York, and therefore it's impossible for you to have seen anything. Okay, so under normal circumstances, what happens when you have Edom Zamamim that have in fact been shown to be false Edom because they were in Chicago? So then the halacha is, Kasha Zomam Lasis Liochiv, you have to go and do to them what they wanted to go and do to the person who was the subject of the prosecution. Now, what can you do to the person who was the subject of the prosecution? He's a treifa. Can't be killed anyway. He's already dead. These Edom, however, they're not already dead. So they were trying to inflict death on someone who's already dead. Since they are not dead, you can't inflict death on them. So it becomes an Eidah Shiata Yochel Azima. V'chol Eidah Shiata Yochel Azima lo yishma Eidah. Therefore, it's not considered to be Eidah.
Why isn't Machiv Malkus? Like in other cases, when Edom testifies someone's a Ben Gusha.
It doesn't say that there's no Malkus. It just says that if it's Eidah Shiata Yochel Azima, you cannot, as a result, go. Well, one at a time. Addressing your question, the Gemara doesn't say whether they get Malkus or not. What the Gemara says is Legabe, the truth of their Edis, can we accept their Edis as regular Edim against the person who is the being prosecuted? And the halacha is, if it's Edis Yatiyachal Azima, that we cannot go and give them the same penalty or punishment that they wish to inflict on the person who is the subject of the prosecution, that Edis is not an Edis. It's not an Edis to go and prosecute that individual. It doesn't mean that we cannot separately go and take them now into Bezin and say, since you went and said false Edis, so then we're going to go and give you a punishment. Not the punishment of Azam, but the punishment of Malkus. So you're confusing two things over here. The Edis Yatiyachal Azimah just means that this Edis is not valid and effective to be able to prosecute and convict that individual. As far as they themselves are concerned, because they said false testimony, we can go and give them Malkus. We can't go and give them the same punishment that we would have given to the person, the Nidin, to the subject of the prosecution, because since he cannot go and get Misa because of the fact that he happens to be already a Gavra Ketila, so we can't give them Misa, but that doesn't mean that they're off the hook, that they go scot-free. Separate them. Yes, sir.
No, why you does the treifa cannot be an aid for a
Yomim? We're not saying that the treifa cannot be an aid. We're saying that the aidim that are testifying vis-a-vis the treifa, they cannot be effective witnesses. Because one of the, just like there's a requirement that an aid has to be a male, he has to be over bar mitzvah, he cannot be a posel, he cannot be a karev, another rule of jurisprudence is that the aid has to be the aid that he could have gotten the same type of penalty that he's trying to inflict on the person who is the subject of the prosecution. The person with the subject of prosecution cannot get Misa, except in the lone case where it's Bifnei Bezin. But otherwise he cannot give Misa, so therefore he cannot give them Misa. If we can't give them Misa, it's an Eidus Yatiyochel Hazima, and therefore it's not effective Eidus, competent, qualified aid is to go and give that person Misa.
Sheharag Bifnei Bezdin his Chayev, but if two witnesses gave him Hatsra and all that, he's not Chayev.
That's the Chiddush in Gemara. It's a Gevaldik Chiddush, but that's what it says. The Omer Rava, Haroivis Atreifis. And now we're bringing something which is a parallel situation. Until now we spoke about Hahoirigis Atreifis. Now we're talking Haroivis Atreifis. Someone who went and, unfortunately, lived with a Treifa. And Rashi says, we're talking about a Mishkav Zohar situation. A male went and lived with someone who's also male, who happens to be a treifa. No, it's a Mishkav Zohar. So what's halacha? He's chayv. Treifa Sharova Bifnei Bezdin, chayv. If a treifa engaged in revere before Bezdin, he is chayv. Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin is potter. So now, if you're looking at the parallels, first case that we had was, what was the first rabba? Amar rabba, ha-hoirigis ha-treifas potter. Then when he was hoirigis ha-treifa, he killed someone who is halachically already dead. You can't go and kill a dead person. So therefore he's potter. Here, however, the treifa, even if you consider him to be dead, he is still enough alive that the person who's roiva is having hanoah from him. As the Gemara is going to say in another few lines, and that's why the roiva is chayv. On the other hand, when the treif was the one that committed the isur, so in both cases, the first rav and the second rava, treifa shahorag b'fnei bezin chayv, we put that aside, because that's a special case of the art of Rabbi Kebecha, but otherwise, treifa shahorag shaloi b'fnei bezin is potur. Ah, see here too he says the same din. Treifa shahorag b'fnei bezin is chayv, same thing of the art of Rabbi Kebecha, shaloi b'fnei bezin is potur. B'fnei bezin is chayv. Dichsi the Atar Mikabecha, like we said a moment ago. Shloi b'fnei bezin is part of the Eidus Yatiyach Lazima, and Kolei Yatiyach Lazima lo ishmo Eidus. So now the Gemara says, Hasulamali. Why am I repeating this halacha twice? L'chayra, aren't these basically the same? The case of the treifa shaharag and the case of the roi vesa treifa. Everything Hasulamali. Hainu hach. The same thing. Says Gemara, you're right. The seifa is the same. The seifa meaning the case of the treifa shaharag or the treifa shorava. In both cases, if b'fnei bezin uviyatarami kebercha chayiv, shloi b'fnei bezin is potter. The gabi, the first case, it's different. Why don't we say yahoirik is a treifa? You kill the dead person, you're potter. If you went and lived with a dead person, you're potter. So if you're more harayv is a treifa, it's trichalek. Because by the same, we have a command in mishamish mes v'lifter. I would take a think if someone were to, if a man lives with a woman that's already dead. Obviously, he's slightly deranged. But what happens if he did that? Would he be chayv? The answer is potter. So I might think that the same thing applies over here too. That when a person is living with a treifa, he's potter because it's as if he's already dead. The inyan of Mishkav Zohar, as well as any aroyus, is not just a person who happens to be a violent, wild individual. He happens to be a person that has a terrible desire, a yekrosi yetzahara, which he's not able to go and subdue. Since, of course, of anah, for yisle anah, lamaisi he has anah, because he's living with a living individual. Person who's already dead, says Rashi, there is no anah because the person is already cold, there's already no warmth to him or to her. And so, therefore, there's no anah. If you look at the Rashi Vo Islei Hanoh, Rashi Vo Islei Hanoh in my Gemara next to the Moisef Rashi, Vo Islei Hanoh, Avroi Vesameis, Lek Hanoh, She'over Chamim Musoi, V'lach Lechusoi, Ben Itztanin. It sounds like from Rashi that if it would be done, you know, take it from Miyad, Ketoich Kedei Dibur, after the person passed away. Maybe he still does have, no. But Lamaisa, a few minutes later, it's already all over, it's a cold body, you don't have enough from that.
Why isn't this used, Adrabat, to show that a treifa is not, should not be seen as a mate, because it is possible to get hana from a treifa?
So therefore, that's why a roiv is a treifa, it's takachai, because it's something not.
The opposite. Yeah. I mean, whatever means that we learn that a treifa is like a mit, this shows that a treifa is not like a mit. So therefore, we should cast doubt on the assumption.
There's no question about it. In treifa, there's no single rule, exclusive rule that covers all cases. They have to go and make exceptions here and there. Take, for instance, even the guy with the treifa that either killed or was Revea, if it's Bifnei Bezdin, Chai. Shloi Bifnei Bezdin is Potter. If he's dead, he's dead. It should be Potter everywhere. If he's alive, it should be Chayiv everywhere. So there, the Chachamim had to go and make different rules and different exceptions. So one of the rules that they made is, if it happens to be a live body that Treifa, even though he's dead for certain purposes, but for purposes of Hanah, he's alive. But for purposes of killing, he's considered to be dead. So that's why there's a difference between the Roiva mit the Chayiv. Anyway, so Gemara gets the Omer Rava. Edom she'idu betreifa v'chuzmu ein nerogen. Edom that said edus about a treifa, even though afterwards two other Edom come and say that Immanuel Yisrael in Chicago, ein nerogen, there's no din of hariga. This is because what we said before, because it's an edus she'at yochel lehazima, that the edus that they're saying is about a person who is a treifa. So now we want to go and inflict upon them. Well, here it's not so much Eishurat al-Chazima. Here they're being made about a treif, and the treif is like a dead person already. So therefore, the Huzmu, if in fact they became Edom Zamanim, what means Edom Zamanim, that somebody else said Imanu Yisem, what's the din, then Einerim. And what about Edom Treif? What happens if the Edom themselves are treif? In other words, they themselves both are confirmed. They have doctor certificates that they only have another 24 hours to live because they both have a nekiv and the veshit or the krumah moich and the like. Eidah treif shehuzmu neherogin. They do get misa. Why should they get misa? After all, didn't we just say now he's a dead guy, so why don't we misa? So Rashi again says over here, because yivyar torah mikir becha. Here, these Edom are being made in front of Bezdin, and so therefore they're doing a vile act in front of Bezin. Before we had the treifa killed in front of Bezin, or we had someone that was revea bifnei Bezin, and these Edom are testifying bifnei Bezin. So therefore, anything that's in front of Bezin sees it with their own eyes. This is that special din of viar teram mikibach.
Isn't there a problem of Eid nasa dayim with bifnei Bezin?
It's a Bezin of 23, and these two Edom said testimony, and after that, two other Edom say about them. What happens? Okay, so normally he'll do whatever kashas amalas of the achiv. One second, these guys are treifa. The treifa, we can't go and kill them because it didn't.
It's chayev. Isn't it a problem of eight nasidayan that the we say in front of Bezdin, we say in front of the court of 23, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have.
So you're not asking in this case. You're asking in an earlier case.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the Gemara to address it. It's
Gemara is not going to address it.
Okay, so why isn't a problem of Eid Nasa Dayan situation? We have judges wearing two hats. They're both the Eidim and they're the Eidim. They're the Dayanim and the Din of Fashas Kiri.
So Toisus touches on your case. That's the second Toisus before the end. And Toisus reminds us that back in Sechs of Bava Kama, we distinguish between if they saw it by day or if they saw it by night. See, Bifnei Bezin Chai. Kekoin Dru'u B'yoyim Shedonin Al Riyosim. Then you can be done based on their own Riyah, because the Gemara says, Ein Doim Meshmiel Riyah, that Shmiel is even less than Riyah, and they see it with their own eyes. Dru'u B'layla, if they saw it at night, then, since you cannot be done at Dintur at night, then Boy Edus, then we do have to have these Dayanim act as Edom the next day. So if you have to convert these Dayanim into Edom, you're 100% right. Then we'd have the same concern about Edishat Yochel Azimah. However, if the Bezdin swore themselves, then the Bezdin, if it was during the day, the Gemara Bava Kama says, you can accept them. What you're talking about, Eid Nasa Dayan, is according to another Mandiyama. You have to look up that Gemara in Bava Kama. But this Gemara holds that an Eid can be a dayan, or a dayan can be an aid because ein doim shmiler ear, if he can listen to the aidus and he can be done based on that. If he sees it himself, he can certainly be done. It's only in a time period when he could not be a dayan, such as at night. Then we say, oh, you want to make him into an aid the next day. Ein aid nasa dayan, he's going to have to testify in front of somebody else. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Eidi treifa. Okay, so what did we just finish off? The Omer of Eidim she'idu betreifa v'huzmu ein herogin. Eidi treifa. They themselves are treifa she'huzmu neherogin. Then they can be killed because of this ilviyarta ram mikirbecha idea that the Gemara brought already now the third time. Rav Ashi Omar, I respectfully disagree on the halacha of the Eidi treifa. So Rav Ashi, afil Eidi treifa she'huzmu ein neherogin. Why not? Ah, just like the initial victim, the initial subject of this prosecution. What's the din? That if two Edim want to go and testify against them, they have to be Edim of Edish Atiyochel Hazima. So if either they or the one that's the subject of the prosecution is a person that's a treifa, so then you get into these inyonim of it's a yochel azima, lo yochel azima, meaning that since we cannot inflict upon them what we wanted to inflict upon him, because he is not going to go and get misa because he's a treifa, so he can't go and inflict it upon them. So that's the halacha of the edishat yochel azima. Here what the Gemara is saying is we can go one step further. Instead of just talking about that there are two pair of edim, there could be three pair of edim. What means three pair of edim? First pair of edim are the ones that testified against Reuven, Shimon, whoever. Then the other two Edom that come in are the Edom Hamazimim, who say about the first pair, Immanuel Yisim, you were together with us in Chicago, and then, therefore, the first pair of Edom now become the Zaymimim, and now the second pair become Mazimim. Guess what happens now? A day later, or 5 minutes later, a third pair of Edom come in, and they say about the second pair of Edom, how are you telling us, and how are you telling Bezin? That Immanuel Yisim in Chicago, you were together with us in Los Angeles that day. We were together with you. Don't you remember? We were there at Bam Davenim. We had the daf. And so therefore, they are now being mazim, the people that were previously the Edim Hamazimim. So therefore, we have now three pairs of Edim. So says Rav Ashi, Afila Edi Treifa Shehuzmu Ein Nerogin. Even the Edi Treifa Shehuzmu are not Nerag. Lefisha Einon B'zoyim Me'zoyimim. Because you could not go and inflict upon those that which are mazimim, the same that we're giving to them. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the Rashi, the Fisha, Einem Bezoim Mezoimin. Rashi is almost at the, where the Gemara begins, the wide lines. Zoim Mezoim, Medim Zoim Mezoimin. Oysim Sheizimim Va'omru Lehem. Ba'oysi Shoimano Yisim. That second pair of Edim, in other words, the one that are being mazim, the first pair of Edim, and they're saying to the first pair of Edim, your Edim zami money you see we're together with in Chicago. What happens now if yet another pair of Edim, in other words, pair of Edim number three, come their mazim, pair of Edim number two. How can you possibly mazim that first pair? You were together with us in Los Angeles. You weren't in Chicago. You weren't in New York. You were together with us in L.A. So now the mazimim, who have now been discovered to be zomimim, in other words, that second pair that said, Imanu Yisim in Chicago, now they become zomim. They cannot become nerogin. Why? Because they wanted to go and kill the first pair of Edim, and the first pair of Edim are treifois. So just like we said in the earlier case, that when the subject of the prosecution is a treifa, then the first pair of Edom that testify against them, that's an Edish Yatoch Yochel Azima, because he can't go and kill them, he can't go and kill a dead person, they're not dead people. The subject of the prosecution is a Gavatila, and therefore you can't kill him unless it's Bethnei Edom, Bethnei Bezin, but otherwise you can't go and kill that individual. So Ibazoi, the same thing now applies to the Edom of the Edom themselves happen to be treifois, because the next pair of Edom that's trying to be mazim them, they could not get reticha. Why not? Because maybe somebody will be mazim that second pair and say they were not in Chicago, but instead they were in California, in L.A. Ah, so therefore they were trying to go and kill the first pair of Edom who happened to be treifa. So now it becomes again an Eidish Yati Yochel Hazim. Back to the Rashi. Ein Zomim Chinim to Akshav Zomimim, the previous mazimim who are now found to be the edim zomimim, that's the edim, the second cut, ain't, they're not neirogin, because they want to go and kill the first pair of edim who were treifas, and that's a garbik tila. Hilka kiloi itzmunami, even if they are not muzim, in other words, every edis is not that we are sure that they're edim zomim. It's got to be an edis she'ata yochel azima, that you could theoretically, potentially, hypothetically, but not that we're actually going to find them as muzam.
It has to be vulnerable to it.
It has to be vulnerable and susceptible. Hilkach ki loy itzimunami loy mikvali. Even if they're not become edim zomim, also you can't give them misa. Hanach treifa apumayu. That treifa on based on their edus. Tavlei she'ata yochel azima v'loy mikvali. I was with Rava, who disagrees with Ravashi, and he said Lagabe the Ede Trefa that they could be Nero. What did Rava say? Ede Trefa Shahuzmu Nerogin. Why didn't he hold about the Zayman Zayman? Rava Kim the Ede Zom Chivishu. Avgav the Edish Shiati Yochalazima Mikdali. Even though Edis, because Edim Zom, the whole thing is a Mechudish. Why is it Mechudish? Why do we believe the second pair of Edim more than we believe the first pair of Edim?
Because,
exactly. So that's the Chiddush of the Torah. Even though in this case it can't be Mazim because they happen to be Edim who are Trefa, in this case, Mikdali, they would get Misa after all. So therefore, there's a machloikis between Rav and Ravashi, the Gabi, the Edim Trefa, whether it would be the din of the Zayim Mizayim Menor.
Because it's a Chiddush, and therefore we don't go that far.
Exactly. We don't extend it yet another
level.
The Yom Rav. Shor Trefa Shaharak. Okay, so now we leave an Odom and we go to the Shor. What happens if a Shor is a Trefa? The Shor has a neck of innovation or krum shel moyach, and the doctors say it's only another 24 hours, 48 hours, and this shor is a goner. So shor shetrefa shaharag is chayiv. We're going to go and give misa to the shor anyway. However, shor shel adam trefa, if the shor belongs to adam trefa, the shor itself is totally normal, fine, good, but it belongs to adam trefa, shaharag is potter. Right tomorrow, my time, but why would he be potter? On Makra, because we learned in the first Mishnah in our Masechta, Hashor Yisakal Vigamba Olav Yumas, Kol Heicha Dekarina Bey, Vigamba Olav Yumas. In a situation where we would go and punish the Balim, had they done the Ritzicha, had they done the Hariga, if they would be Chayav, Karina Bey Hashor Yisakal, then the Shor is on the same level, we go and give Skila to the Shor. However, Kol Heicha Dekarina Bey, Vigamba Olav Yumas, which would be in the case of a treifa shaharag, because that was the first halach of Amar Rava, a hoirig, that the treifa shaharag gives shloibif nebez, and he's patur. So therefore, the ba'olav, if they are treifa, according to in this case, in this example, since the odim is treifa, if he would have been harag, he would be patur. And since it says hashori yisak v'am gamal of yumas kol heicha, that he would be patur, if the shor is also patur kol heicha lekarin be'be gamal of yumas lekarin be hashor yisak. Now, Ravashi says, based on that approach, then the same thing applies to Shor Treif itself. Ravashi Omer Afilu Shor Treif, and Nami Shorig Potter. If the Shor itself is Treifa, it's also Potter. Why? My time. Akim the Ilu Baalim Havaptiri. If it wasn't the Shor that was Treifa, if it was the Baalim that were Treifa, you said that the Shor would be Potter. That was the second half of Rabbi Salacha, right? Shor Treif is Horig Chayim. Shor Shal Adam Treif is Horig is Potter. Just like the Shor Shal Adam Treif is Potter. Why? Because if the Adam Treif is Potter, the Shor cannot be better or worse than him, because the Gamba all of you must. Same thing, the Shor Treif is Horig is also, he's going to be Potter. Why? Because if the Balaam were a Treif, they would be Potter. Now the Shor itself is a Treif, is a Potter. So he's also Potter because of the Gamba all of you must, Russia.
As long as the shor doesn't kill him from a bezdin.
Exactly. Very good. So shor treifa nami shorig is potter. My time can deal with baalim avim patiri shor nami potter. And Rashi Taka, it doesn't say that explicitly, but you can that's implicit in the Rashi. Because if you look at the gamba all of yumas right before the wide lines, kloim akimisa baalim kach misa shor. Olaham nilsa nami, says Ravashi, to this also makshinulhu to keep in the ilu kotel more shloi bebezdin, if the baalim who were treifa would go and kill shloi bebezin loy mikdal al piyedim can really el sharinami is also loy mikdal. But it sounds like from Rashi that's only because the Baalim Shleim and Bezin. But if the Baal would be before Bezin,
or the shore would be before Bezin.
If the Baal would be before Bezin, they would be Miktal. So therefore, just like the Baalim would be Miktal if they Bezin, the Gambal of Yumas, the shore will also have the same din lechoyer from this Rashi if he's Kotal Bifnei Bezin. Jogti Gemara Vaitim. Final shikashisa boy esakelev. Okay, for this we have to look at the Mishnah because it's not going on the kelev; it's going on the v'chuli. 99% of the time that you have that v'chuli means that the gemara is going on the v'chuli. So what is the v'chuli? Back on ayin vav on mid base, we have the case of the very final case of the Mishnah. Hishach boy es hanochosh. What happens if a person took a shlang, a snake in hand, held it by the neck, so that he himself is not going to be, chas v'sholem, be killed by the bite of this poisonous snake, and he takes the head of the poisonous snake, takes it to somebody else's arm or somebody else's leg, and guess what happens? And the poisonous snake puts his fangs into that other person, and that person eventually dies. Rabbi Yehuda, Machai Rabbi Yehuda says, you killed him! Chum point to chum say he's potter. What's the machloikis? The choyre, Rabbi Yehuda is right. I mean, he didn't kill him with a bullet. He killed him with the venom in the snake. Zoktimor mavachem reyankif kishetim tzoloimar. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda eres nochosh ben shinov hu oimed. You know, when a person takes the snake in hand and he puts it on the other person's body, and that other, and the snake now bites, we say about it that the venom was ben shinov hu oimed. It was in the fangs, in between or in the fangs itself, and therefore lefichoch makish besayif v'nochosh potter. Makish means the individual who is holding on to the snake. He gets the sayif. He's a reitzeach. We learned in our Mishnah reitzeach and ir nidachas are the only two that get sayif. So he's the one that killed. How did he kill? He didn't kill him with a knife. He killed him with the snake by putting the venom into that person's body. How did he do that? Because the venom was there by the shinaim, was there in the teeth.
Secreted.
And yet he secreted, exactly. And rejected. Well, I don't know exactly how it works, but it goes from the body of the nochesh directly into the other guy's body, and he dies. The nochesh will be potter. Why would the nochesh be potter? Because the nochesh is an innocent bystander. It was grabbed by someone, put on the other person's arm. The nochesh didn't do anything wrong. If you have a person goes and shoots an arrow at someone else and never kills him, so the guy that shot the arrow, of course, is going to get the death penalty for killing somebody. But he's going to take the arrow and say, okay, now we have to take the arrow, we have to viar teram mikavach, we have to break it, we have to burn it, we have to kill it with a sayiv. No, the arrow didn't do anything. So the same thing over here, the nochesh didn't do it. I took the nochesh like a bullet or like a spear or like a knife, and I use it chas v'sholem against somebody else. So the nochesh is potter, but the makish is side. Before you have your point, we don't find the word makish anywhere. That's a very strange term. You find it with a kuf, that you're makish, you make a hekish. But this word makish, l'choyre, is a terrible, terrible boo-boo. It's a mistake. What makish means that it's a mistake? Sorry?
It's makish.
Makish, okay.
Hurry.
Okay. Back in our Mishnah, we said hishach boyes anachash, and therefore instead of the hishach is the action, that's the verb, the person who did it, he's the mashich es anachash. Instead of makish, it should be mashich. Take the chof and the shin and reverse them. Now this is not my own chiddush. You notice it's a hey, nekish says makish. If you go all the way to the Masoret Shas at the top, he says, hey, milazulay nimtza ba'orach. The orach was that Talmudic encyclopedia and dictionary that gives all the words, doesn't find it anywhere. So in fact, the word should not be makish, but it should be mashich. Okay, anyway, so the person is considered to be a murderer, he gets saif. The nochesh is potter. The divrei chachamim, however, why do they take a hold that the mashich is potter? Because they hold that eres nochesh mi atzmei humeki. The eres nochesh is not sitting there in a reservoir in back of the mouth, between the fangs, but rather it's deeper into the recesses of the body. And what happens is when you put the fangs of the nochesh into the other person's hand or arm, you're in a sense, you're just a groma, because the venom is not there yet. What's going to happen is the venom is going to travel up from the bottom of the body into the fangs, into that other person. If you want to take a look at Rashi, Rashi is the third, Vein Shin of Oymet, second line. Yeah. Let's go to the earlier on. Hishich on the second line. She'ochaz hanochash. He held on to the snake. Vaylichoy, and he moilechit. And that would be transferred it and transported it. Vehishich hanochash bipsari. And now we went and bit somebody in his flesh. Instead of taking a knife and stabbing it in a person's body into his betan, into his stomach, into his innards, here the same thing is. He went and put the venom directly into the other person's hand or foot. He has the arrow, he has the spear, he has the knife in his hand. So makish or mashich b'sayif k'din reitzeach, because he's the one that killed and the nochash is innocent. The eres nochash mi atzmi homeki, zokrash mi atzmi homeki, b'neshi chosai. At the moment that he put the nochash's mouth on the other person's body, it didn't have the venom yet, or it didn't have it in sufficient proportions to a quantity to cause that person's death. Subsequently, he died because the venom ultimately traveled up. We know that that's what happens with snakes, that eventually the venom is going to get there. It wasn't there instantaneously. It'll be there 10 seconds later, 20 seconds later. From this point on, if the person leaves the fangs of the snake in that other person's butter, and he went off somewhere else to do whatever business he does, now what's going to happen is subsequently the venom is going to travel up the body and go and kill the individual. But it didn't happen on the spot, so therefore it's considered to be a grama, and that's why it says Imar al-Fichach, Nochash Beskila. The Nochash you have to go and kill, he's no different than a Shor and Nisko. Than a Shor or any other animal that killed somebody else, you got to kill that animal. Makish, which again is not the Makish, but the Mashich, he'll be Potter because he was just a grama, and he was not the one that actually caused the killing. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakis Chavere, Bein the Evan, Bein the Egreth, Vom Duhu Lemisa. Okay, so to understand this pasuk, on the side we only have part of it. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which we learned two Shabbos ago, the Chiyirivun Anoshim, the Hika Ish Esri Ehu, be Evan Oy Be Egrif. There was a fight, and one hit the other one, be Evan Oy Be Egrif. The Lo Yomus, and the victim did not die. The Nofal Lemishkov, but instead he was on a bed for a day, for a week, for a month. And subsequently, eventually, im Yaakov is halach b'chutz, if he was able to get up and start walking outside al mish antoy with support, v'nikra make, now the person who originally hit him with the evan or egreif is now off the hook in the sense, he cannot be killed because Baruch Hashem, the victim, is alive. He has to go and pay Sheves and Ripoy as well as the other three Tashlumen of the Nezik, Tsar, Sheves, Ripoy, and Boishes. So that's what the Torah tells us. Hamakas Chaver Bebe Evan Bebe Egreif. Now, V'omdu L'misa, we assume that the person is going to go and die, and that's why the Pasuk says, V'lo Yomus V'nofal Mishkav. We were hoping that he's going to live in Baruch Hashem. All the Tillim was listened to by Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, Lo Yomus, he did not die, and V'nofal Mishkav, but he was sick for a while, and then eventually Yaakov is halach b'chutz. What's the din? You pay the five different tashlumes. But now the Mishnah adds that there was something in between, which means initially Amdul Misa, they went and took the perpetrator, the guy that hit the other one with the Evan or Egret, they took him to Bezin. The Bezin said, based on all the evidence that we've seen, all the pictures, all the doctors, all the testimony, it looks clear that the person is going to die, Rachman al-Litzlam. And Baruch Hashem, Heikel Mamasha Hoya. And afterwards, miraculously, he comes out and he's getting much better. And he's walking outside already, in Yaakov Yisalev B'chutz. And you know what happens? Ul'achar Mikan, a day after that, boom, Hichbid, unfortunately, the victim, unfortunately, Hichbid, his choyli got much, much worse, umes, and he died. So now the question, the machlokes between Tanakam and Rambachami is, why did he eventually die? Do you say he eventually died because of the original makam that he got from the Evan or Egroif, and therefore, even though there was that interim period, the Baruch Hashem, he got better, Behekel Mashiachoya? Okay, but this is only for a day or two, and then after that, unfortunately, Hichbid umes. Says the Tanakhama, it's a simon that this person was already quote unquote dead from the first minute, but Baruch Hashem, he was able to have a window of opportunity for 24, 48 hours to go and do tshuva and to say vidui and to write out a will, but after that, he died. So then Yechayv. Since we see that Baruch Hashem, he was already getting better, the fact that afterwards he died, there must have been another cause that caused him to die. It wasn't that original makkah.
An underlying...
Maybe he had a disease from before or something. He got COVID. Whatever it was, but something else was not related to that makkah beb evan beb evan. So you see that there's the same circumstances, and you have two different opinions. Why did this person eventually die? Did he die because of the original evan or egg grave situation? And although there was this temporary lull where he seemed to be getting better and everybody was celebrating, oh, good news, Yaakov's getting better, Baruch Hashem, da da da. But unfortunately, it took a turn for the worse, and he died. So therefore, Yechayv, that original perpetrator's Chayv. Or the Mechami said, no, the fact that he got better is a simon that Raglaim Ledovah, he's taken better from the original machla, from the original trauma, and that he died from something else. Good. A machla.
A question about the timeline. So, Yaakov hits Yitzhak, and brought to Betin. Mm-hmm. Yitzhak isn't dead yet, but he looks like he's going to die. So the question is, does Beit Din have the authority to for Shiyah to delay the decision until further information comes in?
That's in fact what we're going to do. Well, you'll see Mitchum Nigmar in the Amud Beis that since it's very, very likely, highly probable that this person that did the Makkah is going to eventually be executed, so that he doesn't flee, we're going to put him in jail until we see what the outcome is. But initially, they did issue a psak that he's oimid lamisa, and then if in fact the person dies, we won't have to have a new bezdin proceeding, because they had already decided that he is in the category of a person who is a potential attempted murderer, and all you have to do now is say it's no longer attempted, now it's not a murder, and execute him. So, Zokti Bar, turn about. Ezudor Shem Nechemia. Rem Nechemia is the one that said he's potter. Says the Pasuk, Yokim Yisalek Bechutz, Am Yishan Tevinika Amakim. Now, the Pasuk Pshat is, Im Yokim, if this victim, who unfortunately initially was Nafal Mishkav, was on a deathbed, if subsequently, miraculously, he gets up and he starts walking around al mishantoi. Mishantoi normally means on a shtekin. Here it has slightly different interpretation. Rashi says al mishantoi means that he got back into good health. Venika maka. Then the original perpetrator, who was the maka, he's off the hook, and therefore he's not going to get misa. Rather, what does he have to do? He has to pay sheves and ripoy. Rak shifta ita v'rapa yira. Okay. So now Reb Nechemya says, I don't even understand what the pasuk is telling you that v'nika makya. If Baruch Hashem, this person had a refuah shleima, or at least a half a refuah, and he's able to walk around and, like he did previously, you're going to go and say we're going to go and kill the perpetrator. He didn't kill anybody. Attempted murder, but he didn't commit a murder because the person is alive. Muzzuk Zayin says in Mechemia Elazeshem Dula Misa that the Bezin already convicted and said he is unfortunately dead, but we gotta wait, we can't go and kill the perpetrator until the actual Chevra Kadisha takes the body for burial. Azesh Abdullah Misa. The Hekum Masha Hoya, Baruch Hashem, things got better. Ula Achr Kach, and after that, unfortunately, Hichbid, it got worse again. Umeis, that's what the Pasuk is addressing, that even though he was Hoylech Bachutz Al Mishantoi, Venika Maka, if subsequent to that it was Hichbid Umeis, he is Potur. Why is he Potur? Because it's Raglaim Lidover, that it wasn't from the original fatal blow that he gave him, the Evan or Egreif, but must be something new that came on the horizon. Barry says like a new case of COVID that had nothing to do with the original thing, and that's how he died. And that's why he's Potur. V'Rabbanan, so the Choyra, Reb Nechemya has a good point with this, V'Nika Makeh. Well, of course he's Nika Makeh if the guy is fully recovered. No, rather, it's talking about a situation that he was recovered temporarily for a day or two. and he's already able to walk around. But unfortunately, after that, hechpid, even in such a case, v'nikamaki's off the hook. That's the chiddush of the Torah, and that's how Rabbi Nechemi learns pshat in the pasuk. Rabbanan, hi, v'nikamaki, my darshibit. The choira, Rabbi Nechemi has a good point. So how do the Rabbanan understand the word v'nikamaki? Of course, if the person survived and he recovered and he's coming back to shul and he's davening and he did daf and all the rest, of course, v'nikamaki. Comes to tell you that we put him in jail. That means, as soon as we realize that he gave him such a deathly blow, that the bezin umduhu lamisa, obviously we can't execute him yet because the guy is still alive, but on the other hand, we don't want him to flee a machapleita, so therefore, you put him in jail, and we wait it out. If eventually that person taka recovers, then v'nikamaka, we will open up the jail, and we'll say, okay, you go free, you go home. That's v'nikamak. But if unfortunately he's not going to survive, he's going to die, then we're going to execute him. So now the Rabban have given a very good reason for the lashon v'nikamak. It doesn't mean just v'nikamak that he's off the hook. V'nikamak means that we open the door of the jail and we let him out. So how does Rabban Nechemya know about this concept of chavisha? He says, I don't need to learn it from here. Yalav mi mekoshish. By mekoshish eitzim. Vushtay by the mekoshish. Says Rashi, vayanichu oisoy ba mishmar. They put him into a mishmar. Mishmar doesn't mean a mishmar like in yeshiva that you had a special mishmar at night to learn. It means a mishmar, they put him into jail. That's yalav mi mekoshish. So just like by mekoshish, we put him in jail. We put this guy in jail. I don't need a special lima v'nikamake by this person that gave the deathly blow of the Evan or Egreif. Rabbanan, now me the alafi mi mekoshish. The Chayyim Nechemi is a good point. What do I need a special halach over here, a special pasuk to tell you put him in jail? Ah, he said, Mekoshish is different. Mekoshish bark to Allahu. Mekoshish, they knew all along that his din is that he gets Misa. The person who's Mekoshish eats him here Meshabbos, since it says in the pasuk, Mechaleha mois yumas, crystal clear that he goes and gets Misa. However, Moshe Levi Yoda katli b'mayit. However, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know at that point which Misa did he get. It's of the best array that our school had not come out with the Gemara Sanhedrin yet, because otherwise they could have looked up after the Gemara. The Gemara, they would have seen the Mishnah said. Sorry? And it's gone, he gets Skila. But this had not been revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu yet, and therefore we didn't know which Misa. Ah, since we didn't know which one, we went and put him into jail. La fuke haidul yadin and ibark toluhu ila bark toluhu. In this case, I don't even know if he shayach to Misa, because if the victim, Miyat Hashem, has a recovery and he has a refuah, then the perpetrator is not going to die. So I didn't know that there is even a case of chavisha, of putting in jail, even when the safik gives a bark toluhu or not. I only knew for the case of Mekoshish, has ivade bark toluhu, I just don't know which Misa. Here I don't even know if he's a bark toluhu at all. That's why I have to have a separate pasuk. Reb Nechemya Yalef Megadeth. He says, okay, you have a good point. I cannot learn the din of putting someone in jail from Mekoshish, because there I knew Vaday Misa. That's why I had to have our case over here of the Nikram Makke. But why can't I learn it out? Yalef Nechemya Yalef Megadeth. He says, I can learn this doubtful situation where he might go to Misa, might not go to Misa from Megadeth. Why do I have a Yod Bar Taluhu? There, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know whether the Megadeth means a person who's Mevorech Es Hashem, he didn't even know whether he gets Misa at all, the Chavshu, and they put him into jail. Now, how do I know that by the Megadeth he didn't know? So we're going to see in a Braisa, in another two lines, the difference between the Mekoshish case and the Megadeth case. So it says, Zimura, there to Megadeth Leaviyodi Bartolahu Vechavshu, and they put him into jail. So I didn't need the Nikamaka for that. I already have another limud. Rabbanan Megadeth V'Roshoyer. So he can't bring a raya from Megadeth, because that was a very special one-time situation. Why is that so special one time? As we'll see now, Kedesayim, like it says in the Braisa. Koishish and Megadeth are both different. He knew he gets Misa. He didn't know which Misa. Nerak. Shenemet says in the pasuk, "Foyrash ma ye'osa loy." Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not tell him what Misa he's going to. He knew for sure the person is going to die. But how, when, where? It's Vaisach. Loy Foyrash. That's why they put him in jail. A Megalish loy nema boy ela lifrosh lahem al pi Hashem. There it doesn't use the expression which sounds like I know we're going to kill, I just don't know which form of Misa. Here, in the case of the Megadiv, it says, V'yanechiu b'mishmar, lifrosh l'hamo pi Hashem. Hashem, tell us, what do we do now? Do we go and give him Malkis? Do we give him a second chance? Do we give him a reward? Do we go and put him in jail for 50 years? Do we kill him? Chmesish. It didn't say anything. Shloye Moshe Yadei imhu ben Misa kol ikrim lav. So therefore, this was a rush, or this was a once-in-a-lifetime type of situation. So I cannot learn from there. That's why I have to have a special pas v'nikamaka by uns in this case of the Evan or Eggrave situation. Anyway, so we have now machloikis. Are the words v'nikamaka available to teach Rav Nechemya's halacha where a person initially recovered and then subsequently, unfortunately, died? Of course, afterwards, we became kolit. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? The achakach hichpid. The word hichpid is from the lashon of COVID, right? So then afterwards COVID came, so it's a lashon neifal lashon. Exactly. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Zokimara. So now we have a machloikis in our Mishnah. Bishlam Rav Nechemya hainu dechsivi trei umdini chadam du lamisa v'choye v'chadam du lamisa v'hokmi masha hoye el rabban trei umdini lomali. What the Gemara is saying is, Rashi has it a little bit more extensively, but basically if you look at the two psukim that we quoted before, you have extra words in both psukim. Pasuk number one, we had v'chi yerivun anoshim v'hika ish esri eyu b'evin oy b'egroif. Then the pasuk continues, V'layomus, the nofal lemishkav. The words V'layomus I don't need. It could simply have said, the nofal lemishkav. In other words, you have over here, Ki yirivan anoshim, two people were fighting, V'hika ish esrayehu, and one hit the other one, B'evan oy b'egroif, B'evan of course with a stone, B'egroif with his fist. And the pasuk now says, V'layomus, he didn't die. V'nofal lemishkav, and rather he went into his bed. So we didn't need v'layomis. Obviously, if you're putting him to bed, that means he didn't die. Sure. So v'layomis is considered to be one expression which is iberic, superfluous. Then the next passage continues on. Yaakov v'hisalich b'chutz, thank you. Al mishan tevnikam maka, rak shiftayitim v'rapa yirapa. Says Rashi, 90% of that passage is also not necessary. All it needed to go and say is, v'nofalim mishkov, and he didn't die. So what happens now? Go and give the Sheves and give the Ripoy as well as the other three Tashlumen, and that's all you got to do. So there's a lot of extra verbiage over here that was unnecessary. So therefore, both Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan have to deal with why do you have the Trei Umdani? Trei Umdani really means over here the extra words. The Loyomus in the first Pasik and the length of the second Pasik of the Ibyokim, Vishalech, Machutz, and Shantan Ram. Rashi says you could have just merge the two psukim together. Chiriven and Noshim. The Hika Ishes Re'eyu be Evan of the Egroif. The Nofal and Mishkov. Shifta Yite Verapa Yerape. I don't need the whole Yachim, Mishalif, Machutz, Mishantim, and Nigal. That's the Chayra, all Ibrik. So therefore says the Gemara, what do I use the two Umdinis for? So Ram Nechemya says, Chad Amduhu Lemisa V'choya. V'chad Amduhu Lemisa V'hekel Mamashahoya. Rabbi Nechemi uses both of them to go and say that we're not going to go and kill the perpetrator. Why are we not going to kill? Chad amdu lemisa. We initially, the Bezin said that he's going to go and die. And, Baruch Hashem, v'choya, and miraculously he lived. Now, without the extra words, v'layomus, I might have thought that we should go and kill him. How could you go and kill him? After all, the victim is alive. Alive and kicking. How can you go? Exactly. That doesn't make sense. Says Rashi, I would have said that since the Bezin Amdu Lemisa, the Psak of Bezin is a Psak. And if there's a Psak, that means he really deserves to and should have and could have and would have died. Why did he survive? Not because of the internal harm that was inflicted upon him. Because of that, he was going to die. It's because this person did a lot of mitzvahs and masim tovim. Yitzchak. Yes. Zamoichel, tomorrow morning I won't be here, so you'll please open the door. Shkoyach. Thank you. Only tomorrow morning. I'll be back in Mitzvah, everything being well tomorrow afternoon.
I love you.
And you too. Thank you. Mitzvah Medeev Samchas. But anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is telling us now that in the case of Abduhu Lemisa, that the Bezin said he's going to die. And guess what? But Baruch Hashem, he survived. I might say it's not because of the infliction of the wound that it wasn't such a terrible wound. The terrible wound was a deadly wound. The best ra'i is that the Bezdin issued a 20-page psak din that this guy is Amdul Amisa, and therefore we're going to go and, if ultimately he dies, we're going to go and kill the original guy. And guess what? Baruch Hashem, he survived. But you know why he survived? Says Rashi, because of Rachmi Shemayim, maybe because he had done other mitzvahs. And the Bezin Shomala remembered that 20 years ago he helped out an orphan, he helped out an almana, he did a tremendous chesed, he was Messiah Shas, or whatever he did years ago. And because of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know what, we're going to give him an extension, another 10 years to live. But unrelated to this Makkah was deadly, he should have died. So therefore I would have thought, maybe we should go and kill that perpetrator anyway. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi, Chadam Dula Misa V'Choya, the Loi Tema, don't say Hoil the Yotzvi Bezen Chayiv Nikdale. We should kill him. Aye, the Hoder Hoder Chay. You know why the victim Baruch Hashem survived? Chasram Hanale. Everybody should have special Rachmanis because he did some big Maisa Tzedaka V'Chesed or Torah or whatever. He did up to Grosa Mitzvah. But else the infliction of the wound
was a lethal wound.
A lethal wound. Therefore, should. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Malan, that's why the Pasuk said, Floyomus, if he didn't die, then Venikamake. But if he died, there's no Nikamake, don't say it's because of this, whatever, whatever. And therefore says the Gemara, that's what the Chad Umdin. The first Amdu is Lamisa, that they Bezin had assumed that he's going to die, and they set up Sak, that he's going to die, and therefore we're going to go and kill this perpetrator. V'choyen, miraculously, he lived. I might have thought that we should go and give Misa to him anyway. Kamash Malan, that we do not give Misa to him, but rather he lives. So that's the need for the first passing. Tosis is very upset about that for the reason that Barry gave before. Isn't there this Svara of Zem Mahalaf Zenerak? This person is walking out in the street. We're going to go and kill the person. And therefore, Tosis says, and a very interesting pshat. Tosis says, I would have thought not that he's a din of Misa that we're going to go and kill the guy when the other guy is walking free, but rather Legabe the five Teshlumen, because we said already in the Gemara before,
once you're already eligible for death, Kumei
Dramine. So that's what I might have thought. That would have been the repercussion. See, look at the Toises. Bishlam Ler Menachem Yehayu Dechziv Trei Umdini. V'lav L'poitrim in Misa Itzrech Kinamrin Liel. You think there's a half a minute to go and take the path of Misa? V'chisol Kedaitosh V'zeh Mahalach V'zeh Neherag. The victim is walking in the street and he's smiling and he's learning and he's going and he's doing business and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go and kill the first guy. That's hard to believe. And also, Kurlashmina and the Mishalim, Ripa, Shevis, and Boishes, all the five Teshlum. The Avel Gav, the Dina Mominus, Machzir, and Bein Leschus, Bein Lechoy, 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 and therefore it should be like a case of the common dramina, he should be parted from all of those tashlumin kamash mulan. The pasuk comes to tell you, even though it was rachmi shemayim, mitake survived, however, he has to go and pay those five tashlumin. That's number one. The chod, now onto back to Gemara. The chod, the second case, Amdula Misa, Vehekel Mimasha Hoya, that's the case of our Mishnah that we've been discussing until now, where Rav Nechemya says that originally Amdula Misa, and then Baruch Hashem things got much better, and then Hichvid Olav Choyoy, and he died, says Rav Nechemya, nevertheless he's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Because Rav Lying Lidovar, that it wasn't from the original patch, it was from the, something new came on the scene, like a COVID or something else. So Gemara, that's good country. Mechami, El Rabban and Trei Umdini Lomeli. What do I need a double extra lashon in the psukim? Says Gemara, Chadam Du Lamisa V'Choya. This Chadam Du is the same as Reb Nechemya. That Chadam Du Lamisa V'Choya, the same thing. Chadam Du L'Chayim Umes. What happens if he originally came into Bezin? And the Bezin said, based on all the evidence and based on what we've heard from the doctors and all the Indian chiefs, we say that he's going to live, and therefore this guy will be exonerated. And guess what happens? Eventually, unfortunately, Umeis, Nebuch, Rachman Litzlan, he passed away. Oh, in such a case, I don't go and say, well, since the Bezin originally said he's Chayim, but since he passed away, he passed away. That's why I need the second pasuk to go and tell you, Im al Misham Toy Venika Maka, Im Yaakov Isal of Chutz Misham Venika Maka, then you have the din of Shiv, the Shevis, and the Ripley. But over here, never the person died. So you need the both. So you might remember Chemia, Amdu Lachaim Umeis, like Tzorach Kura. So Mechemi says, if Takam du l'chayim, and then eventually mess, since the Bezin originally paskin l'chayim, he is going to go a free individual. The other guy died. unrelated to this. He must have had some underlying disease. He had
comorbidity.
Exactly. He got COVID, whatever it was. But bottom line, it's not as a result of the lethal
blow
that he was, because it was lethal, but it wasn't fatal. The best Arai is, the Bezdin said he's going to live. I must have some other cause. Yotzi Bezdin Zakai, and that's why he's off the hook. I don't need a second limit for that. Finally, Tanu Rabban, Hamakas Chaveiru Amdul Hamisa, V'choyen, and Baruch Hashem, he lived. Poitunoi say, we let him go free, and this goes according to everybody. That's both the Tanakama and the Mechemia, both hold Amdul Hamisa, V'choyen, Poitunoi say. Amdul Hamisa, V'heikl Mimasha, Hoya, Oimdin Oisai, and therefore, what did they do? I read it wrong. Start again. Amdul Hamisa, V'choyen, Poitunoi say. Amdul Hamisa, V'heikl Mimasha, Hoya. He was originally, Amdul Hamisa, we said, the perpetrator we're going to go and kill because you see that the person is dying every day. The doctors say it's another day, it's another hour, it's almost over. And then Baruch Hashem, miraculously, he has a shtickle recovery. So at this point, the Bezdin is going to reconvene and say, our Amdul Hamisa was faulty, we're going to do a new Oymed, and now it's going to be for Mamayn, for purposes of the five Tashlumen, including the Ripoy and the Shevs. Vimli Achra King, what happens if after that Oymid Shaini, Nebuchich ben Umeis, unfortunately, and when you were away, Shelley, Brother Barry said the word Hichbid comes from the word COVID. Hichbid Umeis, he had a separate cause that came and caused him to pass away, Umeis. Then Heilach Achar Oymid Amtsoy, Divir Emlechemia. Emlechemia says, he is going to be exonerated in terms of execution. We're not going to go and kill him. Why? Because Raglaim Ledover, that he didn't die because of the original wound. Because you see that Hokumi Mashaya Oimden, we made Mashahoya, and we gave a partial recovery, we made an Oimed Shein Lemomin. So therefore, we're going to go after that Oimed Emtsoy. Actually, says Oimed Emtsoy means like the Oimed Hasheini, and therefore, he's going to be Potter for Misa, and he'll have to pay the five Teshlomim.
And it was good that you gave Barry
covered. Oh, good. And it's good that we mentioned your name, so you also got a shekel covered. I'm very sorry, that second oimid is worthless. We go after the original umdana. The original umdana was umdana lemisa. So even though there was this temporary period of time that he was better, but afterwards, hichmid, so then he goes lemisa. Like we have in Mishnah. Tan hirach, another price. Amdu lemisa. Oimden oisoy lechayim. L'chaim ein oimdem oisoy l'misa. If they were amdu l'misa, and then Baruch Hashem, he started getting better, then oimdem oisoy l'chaim. We do that middle oimed, the Gemara called that the oimed sheni, or the oimed emtsoy, because Baruch Hashem is recovering. L'chaim, if originally we gave him that psak, that Baruch Hashem, he's alive, ein oimdem oisoy l'misa, then we're not going to do, if Chas V'Shalom, he passed away, we're not going to do a new oimed l'misa and say, bring back that perpetrator, and let's go and kill him, because like the Gemara said before, Yotze mi Bezdin Zakai. Once the Bezdin said, I'm Din L'chaim, even though he died later on, he's off the hook. What about our case of our Mishnah? Amdu L'misa, V'heikul M'masha Hoya, and now we did an I'm Din Oysa, I'm Din L'mamayn, and then Li'achar Kein, unfortunately, Hichbet Umais. What happens now? Nebuch Rachman L'Tzlan. He was originally on his deathbed. Then Baruch Hashem, he had a recovery. Everybody was celebrating. They were starting planning for a Sudas Haidah. And then 2 days later, unfortunately, Hechbed Umeis, and he died. So, did he die because of the original or not? Says the Tana. Mishalim Nezik V'tzar Liyarshim. Meaning he has to pay, Rashi says, V'adin, he has to pay all the five Teshlumim. And therefore, this obviously goes like Rav Nechemia and not like the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbanan, if Hechbed Umeis, then we take out the perpetrator and we kill him. That's why we put him in jail. Says Rav Nechemia, no, since he, Baruch Hashem, recovered during the interim period, reglaim ledover, that it's not because of that, it's because of another situation. Oh, so therefore, says Rav Nechemia, says the Brice, you have to go and pay the tashlum. Ma'imis and Mishalim, now, whenever we're doing a tashlum and the marshal of this Nezik and Tzar, how do we measure it?
Shevis especially.
Yeah, okay, all the five. Where do we start measuring this? Do we measure it now from the time that Hichbiru Meis, in other words, he was already Baruch Hashem better, he was Hekel Mamasha Hoya, and unfortunately now he took a turn for the worse. Do we make an Oymed at this point? Says the Gemara, no. We make an Oymed from the original, before he was even hit by that perpetrator, before the Evan or before the Egret. At that time, Baruch Hashem, he was alive and he has
Gesund
mit der ganze health, with his, he was vivacious and all that. Everything was great. Unfortunately, after the Evan Egref, things turned for the worse. Oh, so now any type of comparison for purposes of determining what the five Teshlumen are, Amishashiko, not from later on in the process, because later on in the process, once he was on his deathbed, and now he recovered slightly, and he went back into his deathbed, and he died, during that interim period, the whole life was fragile, then you wouldn't be paying a lot of money for his death, because of the fact that...
And he's already diminished.
He has diminished capacity in all respects. That's why we go, Mishashiko, from the beginning. Ustama, because this Brisa says, we don't kill him, but rather he has to be Mishalim, he's Kerem Nechamia, not like the Rabbanon. Yatza, Beg Mashem, Alekechem, Chayim, Kol Chamayim, Miachim, tomorrow the shiur will be given by Rabbi Yaakov Neumann. Everybody have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Friday,
Friday, Friday.
Give a big hug. Hopefully, I'm competent pilots.